Hi, have a seat. Coffee? My treat. Sit down. See, I wanted to meet up here instead of my place or yours because I have a surprise. Oh, look at you, leaning forward. So eager, always following my lead. No initiative yourself. At all. I always have to take the lead. But I don't always feel like it. I want somebody else to take control, be in charge. So you know, your friend, the guy you work with, he does. He's in control. He holds the back of my head, presses my face into the mattress while he fucks me from behind, slamming that big, fat, black cock of his balls deep into my dripping cunt. Yes, he does. He pulls my hair while he slams into me. He tells me I'm his white bitch. His goddamn fuck toy. I love fucking. Love it. When he uses me. Owns me. You never did and never will. I have to ride you. I have to fuck you while you're on your back. Passive. Your friend? First time was at our engagement party. In the kitchen, I was making crackers and he came up behind me and pressed into me. He told me to look at the knives while he shifted up my skirt, pulled my panties to the side, and just slid that big, fat, black cock into me. It hurt. He was so big, I wasn't wet yet. And he didn't give a damn. The rest of our engagement party, I was worried about it. His sperm dripping down my legs. He licks my panties, you know. He grinned, took my panties, and told me they were his now, as was I. He's been fucking me since then, whenever he wants. I don't have to say I have a throat, a cunt, and an ass. I am but an orifice to him to fuck and unload in. And I am always wet for him, as soon as I see him. Just like that. And I love it. I don't want to be in charge, honey. I want to be taken, owned, controlled. I want to be fucked and used. So, this is my last initiative. The wedding is canceled. No, I don't expect him to marry me. I don't expect to be his girlfriend. I'm expecting to be his fuck toy. And I'm looking forward to that. Oh, there he is. Enjoy your coffee.